Good morning, everybody. So Shani of Bamidbar, really continuing on the theme we discussed yesterday, the challenges of synthesis between the Olam Moed and the Midbar Sinai. So there's a Ramban and Shani that really relates to this idea. The Ramban, you know, with characteristic candor, says you don't even understand the nature of the mitzvah here. He understands why the Shvatim have to be separated, right? But why exactly? You have to know the total number, you know, instead of just separating out and say, if you're from Reuben, go over here. If you're from Shimon, go over there. If you're from, you know, Yehuda, Yisachar and Zvulun, go over there. If you're from, you know, Menashe, Ephraim, Binyamin, go over here. If you're from Dan, or Asher, or Naphtali, go over there. So instead of saying that, you know, they had to know Kol Pikudei B'nei Yisrael, the numbers of each and every tribe. So the Ramban writes the following: V'lo havinosi tama mitzvah zos lamatziva b'akadosh baruch hu ke'esorach she'yisiach sodav shivteyim b'avur adgalim. Right, they had to be affiliated, you know, with their tribes. And again, the Ramban doesn't think, like Rashi does, that they had to, like, establish that via Edim and Shtar and, you know, all of these bios. But so one possibility is to stress the Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people over the age of 20, so b'shivim nefesh, you know, that's one theory. The first Rashi, you know, in this Sefer. This is the part that I want to emphasize. So maybe it wasn't so much for the sake of Moshe and Aaron knowing the people, but for the sake of the people themselves, every chayal min hashura, each and every Jew over the age of 20, ki abol ifnei av hanaviim v'achiv kedosh Hashem, tahayne Moshe v'Aaron, v'hu noda lehem bishmo, which is how the Ramban interpreted the mishbechosam levesavosam, right? Any ploni ben ploni, the mishbachas ploni, the shevet ploni, right? To say, I am, you know, Daniel Friedman, you know, from, you know, the Friedman family, son of Mordechai Tzvi Friedman of Teaneck, New Jersey, you know, etc. Yellow bedavar zez chos v'chaim. Give up a soda amba v'chsab ne'israel v'schos harab misbaran v'chin achulam z'chos v'misbar sh'yimnu lifnei Moshe v'aron ki asimu aleyem inam b'tova yivakshu aleyem rachim v'shem lokei avosichem yosif aleichem kachem elef v'amim, etc. So the Ramban says that maybe it was for the sake of each and every yachid within the tzibur that, you know, to come in front of Moshe and Aaron. And remember, this is part of the reason that Yisro was absolutely correct. You know, Anashim Chachamim Univonim V'Yiduim L'Shivteichem. Part of the gap between Moshe and Aaron was just, you know, Nevel Tivol, the quantitative issue. Moshe and Aaron were very much separated from the people, you know, in that respect. And it was extremely important for the people to have, you know, Sarei Alofim, Sarei Meos, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros. The Sarei Asaros, you know, they could relate to. And that was part of what we emphasized back in Parshas Yisro. For those who recall, a little bit of Chazara, Madua ta Yoshev b'fanacha, Rashi says, Kimelech, you know, and everybody is coming to you as if you're the sole source of authority and information. And even if Moshe really was a Melech, it wasn't a healthy dynamic. It didn't inspire a sense in the people, you know, necessarily of closeness. You know, it was very hard. They waited online all day. V'chule. So, it's extremely important for the people, you know, to have, you know, those intermediate layers when it came to access to din. But at the same time, dialectically, it was really important that they should have a relationship with Moshe and Aaron. So as we spoke about yesterday, it's an enormous, enormous challenge to get people who are contending with the realities of Eretz Siav et Salmaves, with the Midbar Sinai, to feel, you know, connected spiritually to the Olam Moed. So one strategy is, as we talked about, the Kavod of Har Sinai, Mineget Saviv Lo'el Mishkat, the Olam Moed, Yachanu, that's a very important idea. But another part of the idea is that they should at least have a moment in front of Moshe and Aaron. So the Ramban suggesting that to come before, you know, Moshe, the Av HaNeviim, to come before Aaron, Kedosh Hashem, to experience even a momentary connection, you know, would help the Jewish people. Again, they weren't supposed to be in the desert for 40 years. It wasn't meant to last them 40 years, but it certainly should last them. They're about to travel 3 weeks from now into the land of Israel. That should be an inspirational moment, right? And part of that is Vayu Enacharo, it says Moracha. Part of that is definitely the, you know, concept of Uladav Kabo, of Hidavek Betamidei Chachamim. So all of these things are extremely important, you know, in that regard, and make a great deal of difference in terms of a person feeling connected to what's going on in the broader sense, with Klal Yisrael.